fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 30th day of November, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting Monday through Friday with the John Moore Show, and my show begins with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hands, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today, I haven't given this for quite a while, but it's one of the more important ones, is to read a book. I buy typically about a dozen copies a year to gift to people I think it will be beneficial for. I have a couple of young men I'll be giving a couple of copies to here in the next few days. Here's the title of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I say again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. The author is Dr. Joseph Murphy. Published, I think, about 1966. If I had been aware of the book then and read it and followed the instructions in the book, well, my life would have been dramatically different, to say the least. It's a great book, and I highly recommend it, no matter who you are or what your age is. All right, we have Patient Wayne in Greenwood, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, beginning with the one we like people to get started with, the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the fragile plastic spigot on the Berkeys, which are now illegal, by the way, unless something's changed, it's illegal to sell Berkeys. And they have a metal spigot that will last for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you? How was your weekend off?
Well, it was 4 days off. It was nice. It was very refreshing. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I got to catch up on some reading and involving my ham radio license prep.
All right. All right. Well, we do recommend people get their ham radio license, obviously. Well, Kirk, I'm a big fan of Tucker Carlson. His most recent show only is less than 19 minutes. He's talking about UFOs. I only listened to the first 5 minutes. So far, he's only talking about what most people do talk about, which is the unidentified flying objects. What's not talked about and what's so important and so very well known within both the military intelligence and the satellite industry is the fact, a well-known, well-documented fact, that there's dozens and dozens of satellites circling Earth right now that we modern earthbound human beings did not put up there, ranging from the Black Knight satellite, which I started looking into about 20 years ago, to satellites that are much more recent up there since World War II. I've confirmed this through several independent private sources that I know and trust, and they're there. Have you heard of the Black Knight satellite? Have we talked about that, Kirk?
I don't think so. Are you talking about satellites that are used for a specific purpose?
Well, all satellites have a purpose, and they can take photographs. They can intercept electronic communications. They can be used as weapons, of course. And they could be used, in the case of the Black Knight satellite, possibly for storage also. We don't know. I first ran across a reference to the Black Knight satellite in a book written by an archaeologist. He's an Australian archaeologist living in New Zealand. I've had him on my show several times, Jonathan Gray. And the title of the book is Dead Men's Secrets. And on the first page of the first chapter, he talks about the Black Knight satellite. That was my beginning. I started researching. I couldn't find hardly anything about it. But here's the deal. It was during the Eisenhower administration. Are you an Air Force veteran, Kirk? Refresh my memory.
No, U.S. Army.
Army, okay. Well, let's 25th say,
Infantry Division.
Roger that. Let's say you're about a 30-year-old Air Force captain, and you got the overnight shift from 11 p.m. till 7 a.m. in the White House Situation Room, and you get a call from your superiors letting you know that the brand-new tracking devices, after the, I'll back up a bit, when the Sputnik went up and our first satellite in the late 1950s, they set up worldwide radar and optical tracking stations to track satellites. They had no reason to do that before. Once they had a reason, they set them up. So these tracking stations found an object that was on a polar orbit, which we couldn't do a polar orbit for another 10, 15 years or so at the minimum. A very large object. It took me several years to find out the all three dimensions, 20 feet by 40 feet by 70 feet of polar orbit. Now, your decision as this young 30-year-old captain is, should I wake up my commander-in-chief, who's a five-star general, or should I let him rest the rest of the night? Well, you decide to wake him up. Mr. President, and they briefed him what they knew. At that very moment, gaining access to the technology of this satellite, which is about just above the Van Allen radiation belt, by the way, became a matter of highest national priority. I know the following about it, skipping ahead a little bit. It's estimated to be about 12,000 years old. It has a second nickname. That would be the chirogenic box, which brings up another whole set of questions. You know what the study and use of chirogenics is, Kirk, or do you?
Yeah, it's when you can freeze a biological entity and maintain its ability to wake it up, I guess, at some point in time.
Well,
I know that's the unscientific definition, but
that's one of the uses. Chirogenics is the use of freezing anything to absolute zero. It could be a biological entity, like you say. I think Walt Disney went through that procedure, by the way. Or it could be anything. It could be a tomato plant. It could be a three-dimensional object. It could be anything. And anyway, that's another of the other nickname that I'm aware of.
Do you think Walt would be happy if he woke up today?
What I know about Walt, he might be arrested if his criminal behavior was brought up. So he may not be happy about that.
I don't doubt it.
He would probably want to live someplace that doesn't have extradition with the United States. I don't want to go down that road.
I haven't looked into that, but that's an interesting subject.
Now, that's what I just stated is fact that we do know for a fact. A friend of mine I was his overnight guest in Georgia. He at the time was on a first name basis with a U.S. senator he'd known for decades. And I said, you should ask your friend, the senator, about this. So my friend gets back with me a few weeks later. He says, well, John, I talked to the senator. And this was the conversation. Senator, tell me what you know about the Black Knight satellite. The senator's response was, you tell me what you know first. So and I had their conversation. The senator at the time, and this is about 10, 15 years ago, did not know if we had gained access to the contents of the Black Knight satellite yet. Now, my belief, I have no evidence to back this up, is that the Apollo space missions was, among other things, a pretext to get the money to get high enough to gain access to the Black Knight satellite and recover that technology.
Interesting.
I may have misspoke myself before. It's just below the Van Allen radiation belt. That's its location. It's just below the Van Allen radiation belt. So here's what we do, Kirk, you and I. We go up there. We get close enough to it to take photographs and measurements of the docking mechanism so that we can engineer a proper, safe docking mechanism. We come back down. We fabricate the docking mechanism. We go back up. We link up with the Black Knight satellite. Get the door open. Who wants to be the first one through the door? You going to volunteer, Kirk?
No, I'm not going to go up to begin with.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. The technology in this very large box would be advanced beyond anything we had at the time and probably still have. So that's one thing. Now, I did a presentation in Springfield, Missouri. It's been about 12, 14 years ago. And it was a open to the public, a hotel meeting room. And it was a three-hour presentation. And I got to the part about the Black Knight satellite. I noticed a man on stage left, front row, making notes and nodding and making notes and nodding. And during the next break, I said, sir, what agency are you with? He says, John, I'm not with a government agency. I'm in the private sector. I'm in the satellite industry. What you're talking about here is common knowledge within the satellite industry. He says, think about it. You're going to shoot something up there worth several millions of dollars. It's not optional. We have everything circling Earth carefully mapped and charted, its altitude, its speed, its size, and everything about it, because we don't want to make a multi-million dollar mistake by shooting something up that's going to get in the way of something that's already up there. So that's the direction that Tucker Carlson and anybody else at that level needs to be going, in my opinion, is revealing the well-known, well-understood, common knowledge in the satellite industry and in military intelligence at certain levels about the satellites that are circling Earth, monitoring human activity. That's what they do. They're monitoring human activity. Many launched since August of 1945, by the way. You know what that means.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Many of these non-human satellites put in space since August 1945. Why would that be?
Non-human satellites put in space?
Since 1945, August.
Who put them there?
Well, that's not the question. This question is why. The question is why.
Ah, okay. Well,
here's why.
Intelligence gathering, I'm sure, right?
Well, here's why. These entities, wherever they're from, they noticed, oh my God, these barefoot hillbillies have learned how to split the atom. That's why they put them there since World War II.
Huh.
That's we didn't pose a threat to the rest of the galaxy or the universe when we did not know how to split the atom. As far as they were concerned, we could go on making babies and killing each other for another 8 or 10,000 years. But we learned how to split the atom. That put the rest of the galaxy, the rest of the solar system or whatever, at risk from us barefoot hillbillies being able to split the atom.
Interesting.
Well, that's my reality. I think it's inevitable. Apparently, Congress has passed a law forcing the government agencies to reveal what they know about UFOs. They want to call them UAPs now for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe to create confusion among the individuals. But it's about time that the truth be revealed. And Tucker Carlson made a good point in the congressman that he was interviewing. First of all, the technology would mean free energy, or nearly free energy. It would mean no more wars over energy. I've mentioned this book several times. It has a simple two-word title, The Prize. Also a PBS miniseries. The Prize documents the involvement of big oil interests in every war in the last century plus, going back before World War One. If there's no need to fight wars over oil and resources anymore, there's no more wars, which puts the military-industrial complex out of business, doesn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, John, quite frankly, I don't know the history of all of these things. I have maybe a slightly different philosophy, but you know, I'm not saying one is right and one is wrong. I mean, I don't really know, you know, the answer.
Well, you're a reader, and many of our listeners are readers.
I don't want to just blindly agree with you, if that's okay.
Well, it's okay. I mean, without the documentation, one of the things I'm a trained researcher. A lot of people do research and are self-trained. I'm trained twice to be a researcher, first by military intelligence, second as a paralegal. And as a researcher, when I read a book like The Prize, I look for the footnotes. And there's pages and pages, I don't know if it's 20 or 30 or 40 pages, of footnotes at the end of The Prize, giving the original source material to back up what they say. It's one thing to make a statement. It's another thing to make a statement and say, here's the evidence in the form of the documentation. That's what The Prize does, is provide the documentation in the form of footnotes. Anyway, that's something I find very interesting. There's also a very high probability that the Germans in the 1930s were able to make contact with some of these extraterrestrials, shall we say. And whatever agreement they reached gave the German, the Third Reich, access to that technology to build what we call flying saucers. Of course, we've talked about this before in my show, Admiral Byrd, Operation High Jump, allegedly a scientific expedition. I've never heard of a scientific expedition that consisted of half a dozen or 8 or 10 U.S. Navy warships. You typically don't need destroyers on a scientific expedition that I ever heard of. You ever heard of U.S. Navy destroyers being necessary for a scientific expedition?
No, only in that instance, you know, that you're citing. And I, you know, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of writings that, you know, that he's given or passed forward, you know, about what he saw.
Right.
And what he thought. And, you know, I don't know, you know, history is written by the victors. So, well, you know, if we have a manipulated media now, I mean, we have to assume that we also did, you know, 60, 70 years ago.
Of course we did. Level. Of course we did. I've seen it firsthand over the decades. Another excellent book, we got a break coming up here, is Empire Beneath the Ice.
Steve's book, yeah, it's great.
Steve Quayle's book. The first half is the documented record that we know for a fact took place, the German involvement in the Antarctic. The second half is educated speculation based on what we know to be fact. So that's another excellent book. What I believe may be the best book I've located is written in German language only. I would love to find an English translation of it, but I have not so far. But Steve's book on the Antarctic, I think, is a great place to get started and educate yourself about what's going on. And I should mention the call number is 512-248-8252. We'll get back from the break. We'll find out what specials, if any, Kirk has going on. I think he has a special going on.
We have lots, yeah.
And we'll find out what those are. We'll get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign. Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Time there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I've got not one, but two Black Friday sales. I'll talk about those more after the next break. We have with us Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, and you have a Black Friday sale going on right now yourself, don't you, Kirk?
We do. Yeah, we have a special going on for all the John Moore listeners. It involves one of our newest whole house products, again, a unit that's designed to treat the water in the whole home. Available in several different sizes depending on your needs, but that's called our Dyna Energizer, and you can see the banner link for that on John's website at thelibertyman.com. And we're offering a $500 discount on that unit, and that's going to end here in the next little bit. And then also we've got our normal Cyber Week sale, which is 20% off everything in our store. All our units, all our products, including our more expensive whole house arrays. So it's a big deal. And again, that's going to end, I think, tomorrow night at midnight. So we've kept that open this week really chiefly just so I could let your listeners know about it because we didn't get a chance to talk, you know, last Thursday with the holiday. Right. So you've got till tomorrow night to check that out. All of our whole house products, all of our equipment arrays, and, of course, our Liberty Man holiday special – still happening with that Dyna Energizer whole house system. It's a very unique system, very compact, very easy to install. Really is very efficacious on not only cleaning the water, but creating that energized, structured water throughout the home. And then we also have, as always, our $100 discount on our ReadyPure unit, which is our emergency gravity-fed water filter that John talked about. And again, that's a stainless steel, very tough, very strong, stainless steel billet spout on it as well, also very strong. And that features our ceramic cartridges, which are infilled with a certain media that really helps to reduce the contaminant and chemical load that you're likely to have with either municipal water or water from a well or groundwater, where there's a possibility of not only biological, but chemical contamination as well. And that's our ReadyPure, great device. And there's a $100 discount for that for all the John Moore listeners, no matter how many units you buy. So anyway, that's what we have going on right now.
Okay. Do a segue here. There's a heart modality to test a heart, to evaluate a heart, called PET. It's a PET scan. It's a acronym for positron emission tomography. Positron emission tomography. A very sophisticated. They give you a little dose of a radioactive substance that goes away in a few days. And once that's inside your body, they can use the PET scan device to do a three-dimensional image of your heart. What we're finding out is everybody, 100% of the people who have had a COVID vaccination clot shot have had damage to their heart. It may be so small that the normal modalities don't show it up. Person may not have any heart pain or fatigue or things like that, but the heart is damaged nonetheless, something that obviously would be of a concern as your life goes forward. It's kind of thing we've been wondering about for these past 2 years is how much damage has been done. Now we know it's ubiquitous. Everybody who's got the COVID vaccination has suffered heart damage. It's probably no surprise to me. Is it a surprise to you, Kirk?
No, I don't think so. I think that a lot of these things are very, very dangerous in a variety of different ways. And I guess it depends on the lot, you know, that you got, you know, as to the amount of damage. And I guess everybody's body's different, so people are going to respond differently. Not a good thing, folks. I mean, we recommend to stay away from it. And as John has for years, and I know, John, you've got extensive library of information about the vaccinations on your website.
That's right.
Probably more than anybody else I've ever seen.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's a lot. We have more than 200 articles and videos regarding the COVID vaccination clot shot, including a documentary titled Shot Dead. It's about 1 hour long. It was just posted on my website yesterday. They're interviewing the parents and siblings of men and women 18 and younger who died shortly after getting the COVID vaccination clot shot. Very tragic information, but people need to be aware of this, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Did you see that Henry Kissinger passed away at 100?
I saw that. Yeah. No tears, no crocodile tears on my part. He's responsible for much of what we're dealing with now in terms of the international intrigue, the geopolitical situations, and so forth. Yes.
Not a good guy in my book, for sure.
No. We would have been far better off without Henry Kissinger's machinations and the things that he came up with, beginning with the Nixon administration. And he was advisory not only to presidents but to corporations. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll break back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I have not one, but two Black Friday sales going right now. They both end at midnight tomorrow night, the first day of December. The first is the Liberator Rocket Heater, 20% off. Liberator Rocket Heater and the pellet hopper that goes with it, if you choose to get one. That's a huge savings, over $500, and it's a lot of money. And the second is the energy cleaner. $25 off the energy cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. That's at, both of those are at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free hour line. That's 800-592-9543. In the case of Liberator, you can just give me a call direct. My phone number is at my website, and I'll be glad to personally take your order for Liberator Rocket Heater. We have with us Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And Kirk, something we haven't mentioned for a while is the simple pump. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Simple Pump is a very, very interesting device. They're all made by hand out west. And what happens is everybody that has a well, myself included, I actually have three of them. And what happens is if the electricity should go down for any reason, there's really no way for most folks to get water up out of the ground because they've got a submersible pump that's electric run, and often it's on a 220 line. Might even be hard to activate, you know, with a typical generator. So I think that, you know, for me anyway, I want to make sure I have access to water all the time, no matter what happens with the electricity. So I purchased a Simple Pump system, which was custom fabricated for my well type, which happens to be very, very typical. And what happens is it's a custom-made cap that fits on top of the well casing, and it allows the existing electric submersible pump to continue to operate as normal. But alongside of it, you've got this Simple Pump hand pump system that's capable of pumping water up from depths, even up to 300 feet in the ground. And when you pump it, the water comes up, you know, through a garden hose attachment that's on the side of this very stout built unit. And you can also set it up with equipment that they provide to where you can pump your emergency water directly into a pressurized vessel like a typical well tank that people have. And in my case, I upsized my well tank. So should the power go out, I can go out and pump. It'll pump into pressure into this tank, and then the water will be delivered throughout my entire home just like it is now. And then tomorrow I'll have to go out and pump some more. But it's a great, great device. I mean, think of this, you know, not having to schlep water. Even if you have some kind of a typical hand pump, you know, you'd have to schlep it into the house, you know, in bucketfuls, and that's not going to get you very far, not to mention the security. So I just think that it's a fantastic device. We've sold quite a few of them. We give a 5% discount to all the John Moore listeners on that product. It's got a very tiny margin because obviously we don't manufacture. It's the one product we sell that we don't manufacture. But it's a tremendous product. I did a lot of research over a couple of years before I decided to go with this brand. I had a little bit of help changing out the well cap because of the depth of my well. But once that was done, Kathy and I put the Simple Pump system in about an hour. So it's pretty easy to do, and I've got photos and examples and even have a little well building that that we built, you know, for it because, you know, you have to have the space to swing the handle. The longer the handle, the easier the leverage. I opted for the standard one. That was enough for me, and it's just a great device, and I had occasion to use it last year. I lost the electric feed to that well building, probably because of a root, you know, in a nearby tree. And so I didn't have water for 3 or 4 days. Were it not for that Simple Pump, we would have been, you know, in trouble because I had to lay an entire new electric feed. But anyway, a great device. Give us a call. We'll give you some advice on it. It's 336-525-1015. Again, our number here at the office, 336-525-1015. Give us a call. Let's talk about the Simple Pump and some of our other special offers that we have going on right now that'll save you a lot of money.
All right. All right. Well, we got about 4 weeks. It'll be 2024. How about that?
I can't
that?
Believe it. This year has just gone by. Feels like 2 months. You know, it's been a year.
It's they tend to do that. They fly by very quickly. We have a presidential election. Maybe there's some prognosticators that are saying their belief that there won't be a presidential election in November 2024. We shall see. I'm not sure, and I think in the night, I'm not sure we've had any. If we had any presidents, I don't believe we've had any presidents that served a term, were out for a term, and came back to serve a second term. I'm not aware that's ever happened. Are you aware of that?
No, I don't think it has happened. That, to my knowledge.
Now, something we had in the 19th century was for our former presidents to go back and become members of Congress. I know that's happened back right. In the 19th century. But usually when these presidents are finished with their term of office, they get the hell out of Dodge. They want nothing more to do with it. Seriously.
No, Obama, I'm with you. I agree.
Yeah. Obama has been a massive exception in that regard. He bought a very large mansion right down the street, walking distance from the White House, where he's basically running the White House from a few blocks away. It's a leap of faith to believe that Joe Biden's running anything, either the real one or the fake one, or there may be as many as two or three fake ones. The main fake one I see, and it's easily documented and easily seen, is the fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. The real Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe. And both these men are photographed multiple times every week. The State of the Union in this year, 2023, was given by the fake Joe Biden, the one with the attached earlobe. I watched the State of the Union long enough to see if it was a real one or the fake one. It was a fake one. Whenever they need somebody that can string words together and not make an idiot of themselves, they use the fake Joe Biden, don't they?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you can tell the differences. You know, the earlobe is a real telltale.
Oh, yeah. It's women seem to be better at picking out the subtleties between the two. But for guys like me, I need something that's really in my face. And the earlobe being attached or the earlobe dangling is about as in your face as any facial feature can be, correct?
I would say so. I agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and of course, you know, I'm sitting out here a 40-minute drive from the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal in a community, Davisville, Missouri, which has no post office, no store, no gas station, no retail business of any kind. And if I know this, why can't Tucker Carlson or President Trump know this? Of course they do. Are you there, Kirk?
I'm here.
Okay. Don't you agree that if John Moore knows it in the middle of the Mark Twain National Forest, that people like President Trump and Tucker Carlson also know there's more than one Joe Biden?
Oh, I would guess. I would assume so, yes.
Of course they do. That's a given. Of course they do. I'm sure within certain circles of Washington, D.C., it's quite common knowledge that there's a real Joe Biden and at least one or more fake Joe Bidens. Carefully kept secret for reasons I don't know why. Why wouldn't President Trump or Tucker Carlson want to reveal this easily known fact is what I'm trying to say. Easily known fact.
I don't know. I can't think of a reason, but you know, the depth of the deception on so many different fronts, you know, is just so significant that, you know, I mean, we have been programmed and modulated for the last, you know, certainly 70 years, especially with television. And I mean, the connections that are out there, you know, between Freud and his nephew Bernays and the guy that, you know, that owns the most stock in Netflix, you know, all of these things are connected. And it's a scary, scary situation. I mean, I almost think, you know, the best path is to just separate from all that stuff. Of course, we all find it interesting and, you know, none of us want to do that. A lot of us have businesses that prevent us from doing that, but it's just one sickening episode after another. I mean, it's just incredible.
You know, there's no end to it. Well, of course, my entree into the adult world was being an intelligence analyst in psychological warfare, and it was an education for 20-year-old John Moore to see how the government manipulates what people think, what they believe, what they know to be fact. That's what I was doing as an intelligence analyst in psychological warfare. So that early exposure certainly colored my understanding of the way the world works in ways that most people, if they ever find out at all, they're typically 50 years or older, not 20 years old. We continue to be the subject of the most sophisticated psyops the world has ever seen, don't you think?
Absolutely. 100%. No question.
Okay. It's a quiet morning. We haven't had any calls, but we had open lines at 512-248-8252. I want to encourage people to register to vote, to work with people in your county to have people running for office, support them if they're a conservative Christian that will support the Constitution for sheriff, for various county offices, city offices, school boards, library boards, any elected office. For too many decades, we weren't paying attention while our opposition, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they're paying very careful attention to all these local elections. Of course, U.S. congressmen begin typically as state reps and state senators, don't they, Kirk?
They do, and you know the politics is very, very confusing. And, you know, here in our area, you know, it's predominantly Democratic. I mean, there are certainly a contingent of Republicans, and we seem to win, you know, presidential elections, you know, with Republicans. But most of the local stuff goes to Democrats, and which I find shocking. You know, I guess I can't connect the dots between, you know, the southern states, which is where I live, and, you know, their bout, you know, for freedom, you know, during the Civil War. And now, you know, they're all voting for, you know, big government. I just don't understand the connection. I guess people like those benefits. And that's why it's so effective. You know, they're able to, you know, to pander, you know, to people that are looking for handouts and may need farming supplementation and who knows what's going on. But I find that interesting because you would think that the southern people would be, you know, fiercely independent and naturally, you know, would find big federal government distasteful. But that seems to not be the case, at least in my area.
Well, we shall see. Trump has got more Republican votes out of the South than anybody since the Civil War, I believe, which is a good thing. And I think his support in the South will be even greater than it was the last time around. I can no longer support President Trump the way I did previously because of his involvement in the worst crime in human history. You know, that trumps everything. His involvement in that crime, his complicity in crime, his taking pride in that crime, taking pride in Operation Warp Speed, trumps everything else that he's done that's good. The appointment of conservative judges, what he did for the military, what he did for foreign policy, what he did for the economy, they're all fantastic. On one hand. On the other, being complicit in the murder of what's going to be tens of millions of Americans and more than a billion plus worldwide, that's to me, that's unforgivable. How about you, Kirk?
I think you're right. It's tough to know, you know, the man's state of mind, you know, if he even has one, you know, concerning that. I'm just not sure. You know, in my mind, the jury's still out. I like all the things that he stood for and, you know, liked his rhetoric and liked his ability to, you know, to wake people up, you know, to what was happening on a lot of different fronts. You know, was he deceived, you know, into the vax treatment? I don't know. I mean, he's not the kind of guy to turn around and say, hey, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
No.
That's for sure. So I think, you know, even if he was aware that he made a mistake, I really doubt that he would stand up, you know, and say so. But we'll have to see, you know, what transpires over the next year.
I've known men and women with that personality all my life and worked with them. And you're right. A man like President Trump is very difficult, if not impossible, for somebody like that to admit they made a mistake. Now, was he coerced? Was he threatened? Was he fooled? I don't know. Did he go into this open-eyed and willingly, knowing that the COVID vaccination was a clot shot that would kill people? Now, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, they knew that because it took 6 years before these vaccinations were released to find out exactly what they would do. They weren't experimental at all. All the research had been done. Many people, even in alternative media, keep calling these clot shots experimental. If you've been testing something for 6 years, how could it be experimental, Kirk?
Yeah, I find the whole chain of events, you know, and how this thing was brought out to be very disconcerting. I mean, on a lot of different levels. And I'm not sure that the science has a whole heck of a lot to do with it. I think it's more of a control mechanism. I think there are things, you know, in these treatments that, you know, are very bad, you know, for us down the road. And some of them involve perhaps technologies that most of us are not familiar with. And again, you know, it's allowing a foreign mix of things where they don't even tell you exactly what it is. I have friends that have nursing backgrounds that have claimed to have taken photographs of initial ingredient listings, you know, that are no longer easily available. And of course, they stayed away from it and never did it, you know, from the beginning. But it's a tricky thing. And again, there's so many things, you know, that are armed against us at this point. If you're a freedom loving American that wants to see a country the way that we were all taught that it should be, you know, we're in a giant state of disappointment at this stage, and we'll have to see as things unfold. One thing for sure, the cure has got to be about getting information out there and causing the most amount of people to question and do their own research as to what's going on. And if there's a way to change things, I think that's probably it. You know, I think we need more individual participation instead of people that just blindly go along, you know, with the opinions of the group that they belong to. I hate labels and groups because I think they tend to put people to sleep.
They can be helpful, those labels. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was quickie koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an inward pass? Have you ever received an inward pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. We got a lot of great information out here. And what thoughts would you like to leave our listeners with for this week, sir?
I'm concerned about the banks. Okay. I've been reading a lot of articles in the last week, you know, about different murmurings, you know, of failures over in Europe and, you know, dealing with Swiss banks. And it seems to be concerning. I think we should keep our eyes open, And, you know, people may want to do a little research on that over the next week. They're talking about a possible event in the middle of December, which is coming right up. So something to look at and think about. And, you know, give us a call for all your water needs. We've got a lot of great sales going on right now, and we'd love to help you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kirk. Enjoy the week that's left. Have a great weekend. We'll have you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you so much.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. We're top of the hour break coming up in a couple of minutes. We have my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz coming on with us. I refer to him very politely as a man with his brain on fire. He's not even sure how many books he's written, 24 books, 25 books. He was warning us about the things that are happening right now years ago. Seriously, years ago, he was warning us about what would be coming at us. And it's always good to visit with Dr. Horowitz. He and I issued a warning. Let's go to my, I'm not sure I can get to my website right now. Looks like maybe I can. In the spring of 2020, it's an 8-minute audio clip where I say two things. First of all, a safe and effective vaccine cannot be made in 9 months or less, despite what Dr. Fauci said about their advancements. The second thing, my belief, no evidence at the time, but my belief that the COVID vaccinations were already in the refrigerators waiting to be distributed, which, of course, is proven to be true. And that's my reality. Dr. Horowitz always brings the latest and greatest information to all of us when he comes on with us. He's suing Pfizer by himself. There's no way I would attempt to do such a thing. With all the experience I've got, there's no way I would attempt to do such a thing. Doing a pro se lawsuit against Pfizer, who will have a whole bunch of $500 an hour lawyers working on their behalf with all the support staff behind them, the legal secretaries, the paralegals, the investigators, and so forth. I've worked with big firms like that. It's a awesome sight to see what a major law firm of that kind can do. It truly is. So, we'll have Brady with us at the top of the third hour. I need to send Brady a text to make sure he remembers that today is Thursday. He missed last week. He was sick. And we'll finish up today's show with my friend Tom Berry. He'll give us an update on the energy cleaner. It's been a good week. It's nice to be back in the saddle. All 5 days. We had a couple days off last week. That was great also. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.